Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on this Dr. Jazz Hour, we will be looking at the music very closely with our eyes, because today is Eye Jazz Day. All selections will, in some way, pertain to the eyes. I bet you didn't know there was such a thing as eye jazz. Well, I just made it up. A good excuse to play some music. Let's start today's show by focusing on a pop song from 1930, Them Their Eyes. In 1973, the French violinist Stefan Grappelli joined pianist Oscar Peterson and they recorded the album Jazz in Paris. Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass and Kenny Clark on drums round out the quartet. Then Carmen McRae will sing the standard I Only Have Eyes for You in 1959 on her album When You're Away. This song was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin in 1934 for the musical comedy film Dames. When sax man Zoot Sims and valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer recorded Snake Eyes in 1956 on their Morning Fun album, they must have been thinking about having fun shooting craps in Vegas. Another piece on that album is titled Boxcars. The quintet also includes Hank Jones on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Thank you.
stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, for I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. I only have eyes for you, dear. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. But they all disappear from view, and I only have eyes, only have eyes, I only have eyes for you. Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are looking at iJazz today. Guitarist Al Di Meola recorded Silent Story in Her Eyes on his 1980 Splendido Hotel album. He is joined by Chick Corea and his piano. Then we'll go back to the swing era with Martha Tilton and the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1937 with The Moon Got in My Eyes, performed at the Manhattan Room at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. After that, guitarist Kenny Burrell plays Close Your Eyes, a pop song from 1933, recorded in 1957.
Out of the darkness you suddenly appeared. You smiled and I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered. I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I thought a heaven was in sight, that I would have the right to claim. But with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. You know the saying that all who love are blind. It seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Eyes are the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. The first eye song in this next set is the jazz standard Star Eyes from the musical comedy film I Dude It from 1943. Here's trumpeter Donald Byrd playing Star Eyes in 1955 with the quintet. Frank Foster on tenor, Hank Jones on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. June Christie and the Pete Rugolo Orchestra released I Never Want to Look Into Those Eyes Again in 1955, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And then in 1955, trumpeter Conti Candoli played Red Eyes with a quintet on his The Five album.
Thank you. never wanna look into those eyes again. I never wanna see them shine. I never wanna listen to those sighs again, or feel your cheeks so close to mine. I never wanna dream about that kiss again, those huggable arms so snuggable and so tight. I never wanna ever feel like this again, no, never until tomorrow night. Cheeks so close to mine. I never want to dream about that kiss again, those huggable arms so snuggable and so tight. I never want to ever feel like this again, no, never, until tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour going on your radio. We just had Red Eyes, so why not move to Green Eyes, a popular song from 1929. Here's alto saxophonist Lou Donaldson in 1959 with a quintet on his Lightfoot recording. Then we'll get back to Red Eyes with Ojos de Rojo by pianist Cedar Walton on his Roots album of 1997 with a solo by Joshua Redman on tenor. join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.